Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened, and it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
More vaccination mandates are taking place in Illinois. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
U.S. allies have begun to wind down their evacuation operations from Kabul as heightened security concerns have many worried. The United States is in control of Kabul's airport but plans to end its operations by August 31st, which the Taliban considers a red line. Thursday's attack at the airport will only increase the urgency. Canada, Germany, and Poland have already ended their evacuations. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
It's not going to be easy, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat will join us in just a few seconds. You know, as I was thinking about this, you know, this is what happens when you change management every 4 years. And it's also what happens when you underestimate the power of your vote and the significance of said vote and why elections do matter. Now, what is being said, in a sense, I guess you could say, that President Joe Biden has said, mission accomplished. you know, if that's, but God only knows what the mission was, at least in his mind anyway, or God even knows his mind. But what they're talking about is this Taliban resurgence, and John Guandolo says, the U.S. lost the war in 2004. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's always great to be on with you, Bill.
Well, John, they didn't teach you this at the Naval Academy, this way to conduct a war or even an exit. Is this like the biggest and worst debacle of a military, you know, a military operation ever in the history of our country?
This is pretty horrific. Yes. You've got the short-term horrific issues like forcing American C-17 pilots to take off from an unsecured airbase, which in and of itself, having C-17s, just the entire way this is being handled is staggeringly unprofessional, and that's being gentle.
Yes.
But you've got that at the local level. You've got the signaling that we're doing because from the Islamic perspective, and by the way, from the perspectives of Russia and China, I would argue, this is viewed as America is fleeing the Taliban, fleeing Afghanistan in a haphazard way because we're scared. That's the way the Islamic world reads it, which means you embolden them globally in everything they're doing. And from a Chinese perspective, and Russian, but Chinese perspective, you're telling them America is now running. And if America's running, we can do things in other parts of the world, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and nobody's going to care because
exactly.
America doesn't stand and fight.
Can you imagine Hong Kong and Taiwan right now thinking, what can they count on America for? I mean, not to mention all the other allies. And, of course, China, you know, brilliantly and rapidly affirmed, you know, Taliban rule because they knew there was a whole lot for them to gain in this. I mean, you talk about a major chess move
that was just given to the Chinese and to our other opponents, our other enemies, like you say, like Russia and Iran. You got to know that Iran now is got to be firing up the centrifuges, you know, to no end.
Right. I mean, what you're telling, and this is not, you don't have to be a national security expert, quote unquote, to recognize that when you allow bad people to go unchecked, the bully on the playground that someone stands up to and punches him in the jaw, you know, and then, of course, becomes your buddy. That's, you know, people have to know you're not going to tolerate this, whether it's criminals in a town or it's thugs at the international level. And we are, our behavior signifies we will not stand with you. We're leaving haphazardly. And by the way, our own Secretary of Defense and President of the United States have said we don't give a crap about the Americans stuck there either, by the way.
Amazing.
Whether they live or die. That's what we're telling our own people.
Yeah, get an Uber. If you can get an Uber and get to the airport, then, you know, we have a flight for you or something. I mean, it's just absurd. And you talk about not having to be, you know, the need to be a so-called, you know, foreign policy expert. I got to imagine that anybody could do better than this president, in as much as Robert Gates himself said that in 50 years, Joe Biden hasn't gotten anything right. And once again, he continues to bat 1,000%, but this time at much more, at a much more dire expense. Because, as you said, the other thing that he left behind and haphazardly leaving, he fortified the Taliban. I'd heard it said that by virtue of all the military equipment that was left behind, I guess the Taliban's in the position to be, what, the third strongest military on the planet now? Are you kidding me?
Well, they're certainly the most well-armed military in that entire region.
Yes.
Because what they just inherited was everything the Afghan army had, everything. And that's, a lot of that is U.S. supplied weaponry and equipment and technology. Yeah, this is a, I can't, the words I'd like to use as a former active duty Marine officer, I can't use on the radio, but this is an absolute disaster.
I don't know how this administration, I mean, I got to believe, John, the increasing discontent over this by the American people, if they could, they would fire Joe Biden on the spot. I mean, this is indefensible.
Well, what's more, I won't say it's shocking because it is not shocking to me, but in a world where adults were in charge of the U.S. government, constitutionally minded, patriotic adults, somebody would be fired and men would have the honor of resigning. But we don't see that. You know, I often say, you know, within a very short amount of time after the Mumbai attacks in India, the Minister for Security resigned. Since 9/11, nobody's been fired, nobody's resigned. Because our leaders don't even have the honor to do that, and nobody in charge has the courage to fire people, or even the ability to recognize that there's something worth firing them over. I mean, but this is what you get when you allow communists to run the U.S. government, which is what you have in people like Lloyd Austin and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and this is amazing. When they go before Congress and lie to Congress and say, oh, no, we're not concerned about critical race theory, but yet everything about their policies and things that they're telling the troops down line says CRT is the new way of life, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, if you just look at what, you know, the Defense Department and the Cabinet Secretary, Armed Services, the Army and Navy, what they're actually saying is that, hey, here's what we're telling you. I mean, the Secretary of the Navy, we just put something out the other day. put out an all-hands message that said, of the four most pressing concerns to us, me, the Secretary of the Navy, climate change and COVID are our two of the four biggest pressing issues. And he wrote it as Afghanistan.
Amazing. Got to go to break. Got to go to break. More from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, former Marine Semper Fi, John Guandolo, is with us. And, of course, we're talking about most things Afghanistan, the degradation of the military, what it's been reduced to, and how our commander-in-chief has failed at job one. I mean, John, how do you fail at job one? I asked that question at the same time. I remember that it wasn't that long ago under Obama Biden, they had failed miserably. They had compromised our national security, and it was like, oh, hum. And as you said, nobody gets fired. This is, something that is obvious that these people, and I mean, these people that do not care about our national security, that are more worried about global warming and critical race theory and other issues of the day that have nothing to do with the most important job, they've abandoned the most critical aspect of their military mission and their objective to get blended into this confused culture. I mean, we are a mess, John Guandolo, and we are so vulnerable that we don't even know it.
Well, that's true, and it's not surprising, I think, to folks that are paying attention, like you and your audience, that this would be the outcome. I mean, Joe Biden has a history of failure and a history of doing nothing productive for, as you said, 50 years. You don't need to be a geopolitical expert to just look at his record. Go back 40 years, listen to his interviews. Go back 20 years, look at his record, listen to his interviews. Mm-hmm. He is incompetent. He has no rudder on his ship except whatever puts money in Joe Biden's pocket. And he's now in the White House. So
exactly. John, you talk about going – I'm sorry. You go talk about going back years and hearing interviews. Just go back the other day. The interview after his confusing 17-minute speech, you want to talk about COVID. I mean, here we got people falling off of planes. We've got, shades and memories of Vietnam one more time, and he wants to talk about COVID. And then he goes on an exclusive interview with George Stephanopoulos. And, I mean, it's like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, what a mess.
It reminds me of the interviews with the, Soviet leadership. And it reminds me of, Baghdad Bob saying,
yes, exactly.
The Americans, everything's fine. It's outright lies. And I'm not giving him any. These people that are like, this just proves he's old and crazy and he has no capacity to lead. I believe everything that's happening is happening exactly as the Democrat leadership want it and exactly how the Republican leadership wants it. These political elites are corrupt to the core. We have people leading our military that are literally communist sympathizers and are advancing the Islamic and communist movements intentionally. And you don't get to say, as a four-star general, hey, I'm not a communist, but everything I'm doing is advancing their movement. And you get to fact, for instance, that General Milley says, I better start learning about what this critical race theory is, tells me he's unprofessional, unfit for the job. When Mr.
Yes,
Biden
exactly.
stands up and says what he's saying right now, what's happening in Afghanistan is literally strategically catastrophic for us with regards to how specifically China is going to respond to this in the long term. You have to understand, in places around the world, on various continents, China has troops training the host nation troops. They're doing what we were doing in Afghanistan, and they're going to start doing it there in a much greater level.
Exactly.
In the future.
Right. And, of course, they've secured their positions with investments in those various countries as well, which is another story. John, I want to go back and punctuate what you just said. And that is that what is happening right now in America is purposely orchestrated. This isn't by accident. This is no longer an existential threat. This is being done by the ruling elite, Republican and Democrat alike. American patriotism must stand in the face of this treason. And again, what is happening right now is by design from the ruling elites. Joe Biden is a puppet. He's a front man to it all. But that's what's being exposed. And America needs to wake up and get its brain around that understanding. We just have never thought, because we're too, I don't know, too nice, too well-meaning, so sympathetic, and or whatever you want to call it, or maybe too busy raising our families, but we need to see what's happening with our country at the expense of this American dream. John, you said the U.S. lost the war in 2004. Explain to our audience what you meant by that.
Well, the American government, the State Department, the White House, authored the Constitution for Afghanistan in 2004 that created an Islamic State under Sharia, Islamic law, which is exactly what Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda said was their objective. So we handed them on a silver platter, al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, exactly what they were fighting for. So the Taliban doesn't have to now work to impose Sharia. Sharia is in the Constitution thanks to the United States government. And it's out of gross unprofessionalism and ignorance that we did that, because our leaders, 20 years after 9/11, still no idea what they're doing.
John, this all points to what I was going to talk to you about, and that's the security risks that are inside the Armed Services Committee. I mean, every aspect of our military has been so infiltrated. How is it going to be possible, short of an out-and-out revolution, John, for us to gain control of this country once again?
Well, and therein lies exactly what understanding the threat my organization is doing, and that is empowering citizens at the local level to take back, to root out the corruption that includes the infiltration of their local community by the communist and Islamic networks, root this out in all its forms lawfully but very aggressively. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We empower citizens to do that. We teach and educate them how to build up, organize at the local level, build liberty teams, and take back your community, and, as the Constitution requires, reestablish the Republican form of government.
Amen. John, is it possible to do this without firing around?
Well, we believe it is. I think that's an incredibly difficult question, because the system is so broken. And the level of corruption so deep, a lot of these people are not going to go quietly. So I don't know. I pray we can, but I fear at some point these people are not going to just say, well, yeah, you're right, I guess we'll just go home. Our adversaries, because of the way, quite frankly, thanks to the Republican leadership that has failed for at least a solid decade, they're so entrenched, I don't think they're just going to walk away.
You're exactly right. But, John, to your point, if we don't do something about this, I mean, first of all, I mean, this goes back to one of the first conversations you and I had, and that is you need to understand, what the rules of engagement are, and if you are at war, what you need to do and who the enemy is. All this needs to be defined and understood, and you do this in Understanding the Threats training program that is providing Americans the best resource for winning this war, right?
That's right.
30 seconds left, John. I'm going to let you take us home with that.
I encourage people, go to understandingthethreat.com, contact us at the contact page, say, I want to get into the Into Action training program. It is the gateway for building teams at the local level and taking back your community.
Well, the question is, America, is it worth it to you? Is it worth it for you to reclaim your community for the sake of your family and know that you're following the lead of other brave patriots before you that have paid the ultimate price?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All the innocent civilians who died, and with the many men, women, and children who were terribly injured in this act of evil. This tragedy should never have taken place. It should never have happened. And it would not have happened if I were your president.
Former President Trump responds to the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal and suicide bombing attacks in Kabul Thursday. 13 U.S. service members were killed, and over 100 Afghan civilians trying to flee the country perished. Australians between 12 and 15 years of age have been approved to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine starting 13 September. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization approved its use Thursday. There are 1.2 million in that age group across Australia. The Supreme Court blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling on Thursday. The High Court said Congress should have been involved. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. If you can imagine this, how life can change in seconds. Our next guest was a wife, a mother of two talented boys, the CEO of a successful wealth management firm at the pinnacle of career when tragedy struck. Mindy Corcoran joins us now to talk about her new book and her life, the journey of healing that she's been on, and the journey of forgiveness. The title of her new book is Healing a Shattered Soul. Mindy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Mr. Martinez, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you allowing me the time to share our family's story.
Mindy, please call me Bill, okay? I appreciate your respect. Our audience needs to hear your story. Tell us what happened.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I will. 7 years ago, on April 13th, 2014, a white supremacist set on murdering Jews entered Overland Park, Kansas, was at the Jewish Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. My dad and my oldest son were driving into that parking lot, obviously not aware that any kind of ambush was about to take place. And as my dad parked the car and was getting out of the car, he was confronted and murdered. He was shot within 2 feet. The gunman had pulled up next to him and aimed and fired, murdered my dad on contact, and then turned the gun on my son. My son lost his life within about 30 minutes. The interesting thing and caveat about this whole thing that put me on such a journey, not just losing them, but the fact that I found them in the parking lot. I was pulling into the parking lot only minutes after this took place, and I found my father's body. I could tell that he was deceased, and then I found my son in the arms of two other men. And Bill, I heard the words, "Your father's in heaven, go find Reet." Reet is the name of my son, and I found him. We lost both of them on that tragic day, and it shattered my soul.
You mentioned Thomas Bates. Tell us about Thomas. Could you hear me okay?
No, I heard you say Thomas Bates. Say Thomas Bates. Oh.
Yes, the Army combat medic.
Yes. Yes, Thomas Bates was on campus at the time, and he was extremely helpful in securing the scene and working to try to help Reed survive. Those efforts did not help, but Thomas Bates was able to provide a very calming atmosphere for everyone that was there.
Now, certainly his background as an Army combat medic was helpful, but how was he affected by this event?
He was greatly affected because at the time he didn't have any children, and his experience had been on the battlefield, and that had been it. And he treated this as if it was as if it were on a battlefield. What that means is when I wanted to go over to Reet, he wouldn't let me. He treated Reet, he treated the wound. We talked later when I was writing my book, and what he found is that compassion was transferred to him from Reet, because at the time he had children. He realized, he reached out to me right after he had his first child, and he said, "I didn't know what it was like to love. I didn't know what it was like to be a parent." And he apologized for not letting me come over to Reet. And then now he looks at the victims of tragedies differently. It's not just the person that's specifically wounded, but it's also those around them.
Well, what a scene that had to be, and an experience for you. I mean, life is rolling along fairly good. I mean, you've got a successful business, and in literally seconds, your world's turned upside down. What was your next thought, Mindy?
You know, I think my next thought was, how do I breathe? How do I breathe again? How do I live life? I mean, it was that simple. When you have something that tragic happen, you expect that your life is going to end as well. And I felt like it did, and we all did on that day.
And God knew that you needed some help and comfort, and it came in the form of an interfaith group of people at the hospital that came alongside you. Tell us about that, if you would.
It did, Bill, and that gives me really great joy to consider and remember and think about. And, yeah, so the emergency room trauma team happened to be from different faiths. The emergency room doctor who handled Reet when he was received is Jewish, Dr. Fishman. And there was a Christian, a Catholic, a Hindu. They were all on the team together. And at the time, I didn't know that because there's so much chaos going on. But as we re-engaged later, I found out that they were an interfaith team. And now they remember every April 13th, our family. But that interfaith process also was in a small room when a Jewish rabbi and a Christian minister were praying with our family. So immediately interfaith was upon us. And that's so important because the man was a white supremacist, the murderer, and he wanted to murder Jews. And our family's Christian. And so that set me on a path to create the Faith Always Wins Foundation. And we promote dialogue for the betterment of our world through kindness, faith, and healing. And it's all on an interfaith platform.
At the time, I'm sure, you probably couldn't see it. In your grief, all that you must have been going through at that moment in time, but looking back, can you see clearly you know, the hand of God and his peace and comfort surrounding you and your family by bringing this broad group of people with broad religious persuasion and beliefs, you know, to come to the aid of your family.
Yes, I did. So I felt God speak to me. When I heard the words, your father's in heaven, go find Reed, I was afraid. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know who had spoken it at the time. And I was concerned about telling anyone because I thought they'd think I was, you know, psychotic. And I, this crazy mom who came upon a traumatic scene, you know, hearing voices. But I shared what I heard with my pastor, Adam Hamilton, that evening. And he said to me, keep listening. And so, Bill, you're absolutely right. I kept listening. I listened to people as they walked alongside us from my faith as Christianity and from other faiths to help me understand and have a better perspective.
Well, and this is the thing where people get a little bit confused at times. And they're really not sure how God works, especially if they see God at a distance and do not realize that God is very much involved in our daily events. He's involved in each step that we take. If we can understand and have eyes to see and ears to hear. And there have been many people, you know, who have responded in times of tragedy and otherwise that believe they hear the voice of God. And to me, it's much the same way. I keep using this as an example. When the blind man was challenged, he just says, well, you know, who did this? You know, what are you doing? You know, you're not blind anymore. And he goes, I don't understand. All I know, I was this way. Now I am. I was. I am. And this is what happens in our experiences with God. It's a supernatural dimension that in our normal lives we can't understand, but yet we know that you heard the voice. Now, whether you want to attribute that to God or not, I'm sure, as your pastor wisely admonished you and encouraged you to do, is to keep listening, right?
Absolutely. And that's what I've been doing over the past 7 years. I listen and I lead with my heart. And I believe that God is in me. God is in my heart and in other hearts. And that's how we see God work through people. And so many people came alongside us.
Well, we want to hear more of your story on the other side of this break. As I said, she's a wife, mother of two talented boys, CEO of a successful wealth management firm. At the pinnacle of her career, when this tragedy that she spoke of hit her and her family. Mindy Corcoran is with us. We're talking about her new book, Healing a Shattered Soul.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Mindy Corporan continues. She's telling her story, you know, how a mother was healed with compassion and learned to forgive in her new book, Healing a Shattered Soul. Mindy, we talked about Reed, your son who was murdered, and of course your father. And my question, I'm sure our audience wants to know, how's your other son doing?
Thank you so much, Bill. Our second son, Lucas, is 19. He was 12 at the time of the murders, and it was a very, very difficult first 4 years, and then there were a lot of transitions made, and now at 19, he's a sophomore at the University of Arkansas, and he is doing amazing as well.
Well, that's good news, because something like this, you know, this is your story, but it's the family story, the impact that it had, and even in your faith family, when something so tragic can happen like this, and people coming alongside, including your pastor and your immediate family, and then you found other people who also, as you experienced even in the hospital, how they came together. In your book, you describe what we call guilt stemming, you know, from that day that you kept bottled up. What made you keep that guilt inside?
Hey, Bill, I had scheduled the day. I selfishly had scheduled that day of audition so that I would be in town. There were two options for Reed to audition. And one of the audition times and days was when I was out of town with my husband on our wedding anniversary. It was a little bit earlier in April. I wanted to be in town. I wanted to be with them and take him. And so I scheduled it when I could be there. And then as it turned out, my dad drove him because I went to and felt like I needed to go to the lacrosse game of our younger son. Mm-hmm. And so my dad was ambushed, and I held that because I think that's just what I do. I held some grief and I held the guilt so tightly that why did I schedule it then? And then why did I not drive? Because what if I had driven it into a different parking lot? What if I'd gotten there at a different time, etc.? But I had to let that go. And I felt like my dad and Reed would want me to let that go. Believe me, Bill, on occasion, I still feel it. And yes. You know, if it's my dad's birthday or my mom's birthday, and he's missing my father. And I will say to dad, I am so sorry. But then I can release it, and I can move onward and forward, which has been very healthy for me.
And You know, for some people, you know, they want to immediately get to that place of peace and understanding. But this is a process. And, you know, and when we realize that God orders our steps and we're walking faithfully with him, our natural instinct is to ask why and shoulda, coulda, woulda, and the possibilities. But, you know, that in a sense becomes irrelevant because the facts tell you what happened is what happened. And it's like, you know, and I'm talking about this in a way, and forgive me, I don't mean to sound so disconnected. I'm just in processing this and trying to put myself in your shoes as you work through this. And it's, I think it's natural, you know, for all of us human beings to hold on to something, to consider the possibilities. And until you get to that point, you know, that you trust God and let it go. But boy, I'll tell you, that's so difficult, and that happens in everything, in relationships, marriages, whatever, you know, any experience in life, but something like this even more so. So to hold on to that is understandable, and even, you know, like you say, even to this day, it'll find a way to, you know, come out and knock you off balance. It's like the evil one wants to unsettle you, especially because God has been blessing you and comforting you all this way, and he would love nothing better for you to doubt your faith.
I didn't understand evil. I want to start with that as a response. I didn't understand evil and had never addressed evil in my life until this happened. And I'm very aware of evil, and in the subtitle of my book is the word domestic terrorism on purpose, because terrorism can come from all different places. And this was a United States citizen who had been a white supremacist neo-Nazi for years upon years, and people knew him and knew how he espoused hate. And when those of us who do not feel that way or espouse hate think, oh, it's not going to affect me, I'm a white Christian woman, he's not going to affect me, well, I'm here to tell you, Bill, that that is the wrong attitude, because hateful rhetoric affects all of us in any way. Hateful in any direction can spin out of what we would say control, and then it can affect us, and that's what happened. And our family was shattered from that. And I also feel like I want to say to you and to your listeners to help understand how I found forgiveness. I don't forgive him for what he did, but I remove hate from my heart. I am not going to allow him to debilitate me too or my other family members. And so we don't speak his name. We don't talk about him. We remove him from our hearts because we don't want to validate what he did or that hate rhetoric in any way.
Exactly. But as you say, you're much wiser about evil as a result. And your words here, even to our audience, is catching their attention, that we cannot take things for granted. I mean, we live in a culture today where, you know, crime rate is up, suicide rate, things that counter the heart of God, you know, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. These are characteristics that, you know, come from God, and they're all under attack right now because we've been casual about our response with evil. And it seems like, sadly, it may have to get worse before it gets better. But we know ultimately it will be better. But meanwhile, we've got to walk this out. That night at a vigil, you attended and spoke to the crowd. And you felt you had to do this because God was bubbling something in your spirit that had to be spoken, right?
Vigil. I was told, I heard the words, it's a student vigil, and I wanted to go speak to those students and let them know that that their life would continue, that this would be tragic, this was tragic, it would be sad. I didn't know, Bill, at the time how completely debilitated I was going to be at times when I was speaking to them, but I wanted to encourage them to keep living life, because my son, Reed, and my dad lived life, and they loved one another, and they loved humanity itself. And I wanted to encourage other people to feel the sadness, sit in the sadness, and then be able to process it and move on. because we have life to live and we have other responsibilities to one another in the future. And and that's why I went to speak at that vigil. I did feel, I remember when I walked to the podium, I thought to myself, what am I going to say? And I said, God, you know why I'm here. And I just let him speak through me. And that was the message that I put across to people. It was helpful. I've been told it was very helpful in settling the room and helping people understand love, hope, and faith.
Wow, I bet. You know, we talked about hearing from God, and I like your term. You use God winks as a reference to these utterances that you get from God. Share some more God winks with us, if you would.
Well, I get messages all the time. I get these winks or messages. There is a book called God Winks, so I don't at all want to steal that. So I want to make sure and make that apparent that that's not my book, but I do use the term God Winks. And the messages come to me in a variety of ways. So frequently I will see yellow butterflies. A yellow butterfly started appearing to me in the first week after their murders, and I was encouraged to look up. I received a card from someone, and they said, look up. And so I just read the card, and I looked up, and there was this yellow butterfly going by. And Bill, yellow butterflies appear all the time. I'll get messages. There was a young waitress that I had the opportunity to have serve me yesterday, and she had a tattoo, and she looked at my tattoo of my yellow butterfly, and we engaged about that. And then I explained to her why I had a yellow butterfly tattoo. Well, she became quiet and solemn. And then within a few seconds, she said, I think I'm supposed to tell you that I lost my mom when I was 11. And I feel like I can get encouragement from you that you lost your son. And so we chatted, and it opened up a conversation. There are messages like that available for all of us if we keep our eyes and ears open, if we listen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I often refer to that that appropriate word. You don't know where that word comes from, but suddenly it's there. It comes, for us of faith, we believe the Holy Spirit will deposit that word into us. It goes out, find its mate, and touches the right person at the right time. That is priceless, when you think about that, isn't it?
Do and most likely do, but if someone is struggling with their faith, I'll tell them, when you feel that intuition that you're supposed to say something or do something for the benefit of someone else, but you're concerned about it, really reach into that, and I call it courageous kindness. Step into your courageous kindness and help someone else.
Exactly. Your son Lucas came up with a clever way to get his parents to laugh after so much sadness. We got about 40 seconds. Can you tell us that story quickly?
Will Ferrell movie there is, and so he wanted us to gather. He gathered my husband and myself when we could barely smile about anything, and we watched every Will Ferrell movie there was because he wanted us to laugh. He wanted to hear laughter in our house. He had a really mature intuition at the age of 12.
Without a doubt. Well, Mindy, God bless you. Thank you for the healing that you're doing, in your family and in others with your story, Healing a Shattered Soul. The book will be linked at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. God bless you, Mindy. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...